Hi, welcome to Two Non-Doctors. I'm Liz Mealy.
I'm Maria Shahada.
Hold on a second. Was it recording my audio? Because this thing wasn't actually doing what it said it was doing. We're gonna find out.
Is that a
Let's
new
I'll take
microphone?
Yeah, so Evan was like, you need a microphone. And I was like, yeah, I'll totally get on that. We did this podcast for what, like 2 years, and I never bought a microphone. And then he's just kind of learned that I don't do, not that I don't do what I say, because I do. That comes across as like being flippant or irresponsible. I don't like learning new things. And because I struggle to learn new things, buying like a microphone, even if it's like super simple, I'm like, that's gonna cause me stress. So like the act, like looking for the right microphone, then buying it, then setting it up. He did everything, by the way. And I was like, did you buy this because you knew I never would? And he's like, yeah. He's like, and he just literally, I was cooking dinner. He like unboxed it, set it up, tested it, figured it out, showed me how to use it, set up my Zoom, because I still hadn't set up my Zoom, which is actually why I think I had those little bars on the side, is because I would just do it from browser. But now that I reset up my Zoom account, I don't have that anymore. I don't know. I'm a mess.
I that salt and pepper song. What a man, what a man, what a man,
He's
what a man.
so good to me. And we'll see if it does a good job. I'm sick, so what a horrible
I'm
test.
sick. I put on earrings to look less sick. I'm so sick.
Dude, well, good. I'm glad we're both congested to the point where people might start to be like, is this how people sound?
We're not
Like,
doctors. We don't know how to get better.
yeah, no, as two non-doctors, we're not really sure what to do next. Yeah, man, I hung out with my high school friends, my friends Ashley and Amanda, but they have two-year-olds. They have two toddlers that both were just like snot. Like it was just people. It was so funny because Ashley makes me laugh so hard. She was just like, oh, there's all these memes of mom, like chloroforming somebody looks exactly like trying to get snot off a toddler, because you're always like, come here. And like and so like, and you know, I raised my brother, so they'll be like, hey, can you get that snot? And I was like, absolutely. So I would get snot and then I would immediately go wash my hands, but it doesn't matter. Like Madeline, she was like, Madeline really likes you. And I was like, what does that mean? And I was basically picking her up, and she was just rubbing snot on me, and here we are.
Yeah, well.
She's so cute, and she's such a joy. Like I was even texting Ashley to be like, I'm not upset. You know what I mean? I knew this was gonna happen being around a bunch of toddlers. I do feel like there's nobody here to take away my boogies, and I feel really responsible for my
That's when
own
Evan comes
boogies.
in with like a little like snot sucker. What a man, what a man, what
And I'm like, this is not what I want from you. But yeah, I yesterday I felt real beat up. I'm now on drugs, and I think the drugs are helping, but I feel awful. Where did you get your cold from?
I think Dubai.
Oh man. Oh, I like how you got like a foreign cold and I got just like a
You got a
like
kid's
Todd.
cold.
I literally had like went to preschool and I was like, hey guys.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just kind of woke up like, because yesterday I was like all snotty. I was like, my allergies are pissing me off because I take antihistamines and I'm still snotty and this is bullshit and blah, blah, blah. And then I was it's like my face was like the toddler's face. Like I'd snot 24/7 just on my face. And then last night I couldn't sleep and I took some Lemsip, which is like a cold and flu drug here. And it actually like got me to stop sneezing long enough that I could sleep. So I was like, maybe it is a cold and not allergies. Fun stuff, guys.
Yeah.
But like
It just sucks because it's really, because it was it warm in Dubai?
yeah. Well, yeah. And then it rained like the last day, but it was nice. It was beautiful. It wasn't enough sun. I need to go back.
I just, it's warm here, and it feels like when you have a cold when it's nice, you're just like, well, this isn't
That's
the
shit.
time.
Wait, it's warm there? What's the, how much, like, how, what
Oh,
is the temperature, please?
it's full global warming. I think it's 57 right now, and it'll get up to 61.
Okay. Oh, that's what it is here, but it just feels like 30 because it's so shit.
Yeah.
I always, yeah, I was just thinking about how like snow is so retro. You know what I mean? just like the snow showers and like New York covered in snow, or like
But
when I in the 80s, I had pictures of like 5 feet of snow like in front of the house, and it was as tall as me, and we made snowmen. Like, it's so retro.
that I don't even feel like that's true. It just it's different. It's so like we I feel like we got more snow this year than we had in years. Like there was some like I don't know, something on online that was just like Central Park hasn't accumulated snow and like it, I think that number came out to almost like 3 years, but like it's like we had some snowstorms. I mean, Buffalo would be like, hey, we still get snow, so I don't know why everybody's upset. But like, I don't know. I have trouble. I believe in global warming. I should probably say that before what I'm about to say next. But like, it's always seemed a little erratic. Like I remember getting snow in June in the 90s. Like, so I remember like the blizzard of 96. I don't know what it was for you in Ohio, but like the East Coast, we didn't have school for like a week and a half. Like there's not one like Jersey, New York kid that I've met that wasn't like the blizzard of 96 was the best. It was just like what you were talking about. There was snow higher than our heads. We didn't have school for like a week and a half. It was just pure snow day chaos for forever. And I remember it so clearly as being both fun and like out of like a movie or whatever. So I don't remember that, but then also Buffalo got blanketed what last year and like lost power. I mean, it's more devastating because we have no infrastructure anymore. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like we still have weather. It's not fitting this like cartoon calendar we have of like this is when it rains, like almost like May showers being April showers being bring May flowers. Like it just it doesn't it's like doesn't fit that it doesn't fit the rhymes anymore, and we're all like, oh yeah, we're gonna die.
Yeah, well, we are. Okay. It should fit. There are distinct seasons. There used to be.
What I'm curious of is like if it flips, like how cool would it be? It would be pretty cool if like all the places that used to be wintry became summery and all the summery places became wintry, and then all these people that like invested in places just to stay warm now have to buy coats.
Yeah, it'd be great if we fucked them all.
I'm like, oh, New York's the new LA.
Yeah. You said I was dumb for staying here. Now look at you. LA would die. Like, nobody in LA knows how to deal with, like, once you're in LA for over 2 months, you forget what it's like to deal with cold. And you just don't know how to. There's a whole account called like muffins, mittens in LA. It's just like 70-degree weather with people with mittens on because they're cold.
For sure. And my little sister's here for work, and she was like, how cold is it? I was like, actually, it's pretty warm. Like it's gonna be like 50, 60 during the day, but it's gonna get down to like 40 at night. And she came and she's like, I didn't bring a coat. And I was like, are you insane? Like,
That's what
I
I used to
genuinely.
do. I'd go back to Ohio after living in LA, and I'd be like, oh yeah, I forgot how fucking cold it is. You forget what real weather is.
Dude, I literally was like, and then she's also like kind of working like I'm sure she's working in like a convention center, which is like its own weather, which is always like 10 degrees colder. When I worked at the Javits Center, right, like in college and post college, the coldest I've ever been in this city was in a building called the Javits Center. Like I would be a mess, like to the point where they're like, hey, you can't wear your coat when there's like clients around, like when there's people around. And I'm like, yeah, man, it's 12 degrees in here. Like, I'm gonna die. Like, I have hypothermia inside. So, unless you wanna get me a space heater, I'm gonna look like I'm about to leave every time I talk to somebody. I didn't keep that job. I don't think that needs to be said. I had things to tell you,
Oh
and
yeah,
I'm.
tell me all. Tell me everything.
I don't know. I feel like it's so. I feel like this cold is trying to bring me down because I was like hyper level, like happy this weekend. Like I was like, yeah, everything's coming up, Liz. And then they were just like, we'll humble you.
I
Let's take the.
know. I had a great time in Dubai. I wasn't expecting to have any time in Dubai. I thought I was just going to go and do shows and come back and like, well, I had a great time. And then I'm paying for them. Yeah.
First of all, is there anything you would like to say to me about your great time in Dubai?
No.
Not like a thank you, or you were right, or I never listened to you. And this is what, like, are you kidding me right now? I had a great time in Dubai. How many times did you call me and text me? Like, I don't want to go. This sucks. Am I going to die here? What's the food like? Am I going to be happy? What if it doesn't work out? I'm very mad at you right now.
Yeah, I don't really,
Insane.
I don't see why I owe you anything.
You're like, I don't recall any of this. We're like, and in a court, you're like, I don't recall.
I'm doubling
I don't
down just because.
recall. Dude, I'm gonna look back at text messages. You're insane. I was like, dude, when I was in Dubai telling you should do Dubai, I was like, I'm not having a good time, but I feel like you would have a good time. And you were like, what? And I was just like, dude, it's like the nicest hotels I've ever stayed at. The food is amazing. I just like, it was like a marine, like, and this is the thing, like, do I enjoy those things? Good food and nice hotels, sure. But like, I didn't enjoy Dubai itself because it was like so far away. And it was like, I could just stay in a 5-star hotel in Italy and be around culture. It just didn't feel like there was culture. I just felt like I was in a really nice place surrounded by five guys in like Dunkin' Donuts. And I was like, yeah, we could do this somewhere else, less far.
Yeah, there were no Americans at the show, and like there's no reason for Americans to travel all the way to Dubai. I get like being in Europe or London, a lot of
Sure.
Russians, but
And it's closer. How long was the flight for you?
7 hours.
Yeah, mine is like 15
Yeah, it's insane.
for what?
Yeah, but look, I had a good time. I have a cousin there, it turns out. I hadn't seen her since 1991. 'Cause I went to Egypt
Shit.
when I was very little, and I met
Yeah.
her, and then I thought I saw her when I was in Egypt in 2007, but she wasn't there. She follows me on Instagram, and she was like, she saw my story. She's like, "Are you in Dubai?" And I was like, "Yes, are you?" She's like, "Yes, I live here." And I was like, "What?" And it turned out she was like a 5-minute walk from me.
Wow.
So she came out. That was nice. And then just like everyone I met was really cool, really super nice people. Food was great. The other comedians I was with were awesome, which helps a lot.
It does.
It's always a roll of the dice.
Truly on the road, both driving with a comic you don't know and being somewhere for a long period of time with comics you don't know. And when they, 'cause I did that Middle East and Europe military tour with three guy comics I didn't know. And I was like, this is either going to be the best trip or I'm going to cry most days.
Oh, the
And it
military
was,
tour. Yeah.
yeah. And it ended up being the best. Like those guys were awesome, but that is like truly, that is the risk
I
is.
had one tour that was like 3 weeks long with a couple people that like it just ended up being a disaster, and you're like, this is gonna be a long, but the cities were so cool that you're like, oh, just you keep your distance.
But it's like having a bad roommate. Like
Yeah.
you could live in the best city with the best apartment, and if you have a bad, every day is a nightmare. And that's what, even just doing a weekend where you're like, the audiences were great, I'm in a cool city, I had good food, but like the other people you work with are a nightmare.
Yeah, I watched Priscilla on the plane, and then I'll let you speak. I was like, oh, this is an interesting directorial choice, because like there was a scene where she took a sleeping pill and it was all black. And I was like, it's a bit long though. Like, what is Sofia Coppola doing? And then the next scene happened and that was still black. And I was like, oh, the plane's fucked up. I was just
Oh,
watching a
hilarious.
black movie because the thing wasn't working properly. And I'm like, oh, Sofia Coppola's really made an interesting choice of somebody being on a sleeping pill and only hearing voices.
Hilarious. I
Yeah.
do love the idea that you're genuinely like, oh, there was some little article that crap, what was the band? This is gonna bother me. Some band was just tuning up like before the concert. And people are like, ooh, interesting choices. What a great new song. And it turns out they were just tuning. And you're like,
Yeah.
guys, get it together. I'm glad you had a good time in Dubai. That makes me very happy.
Thank you, and thank you for being a supportive friend.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's almost how like we'll go to like a new restaurant that kind of overwhelms me because I'm like, I don't know these foods, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to order. And you're like, girl, I got you. I've known you long enough. I know what you like. I know what you don't like. Spicy makes you sad. Like, let's do this. And you like order for me like a 1950s husband. And honestly, it makes me feel so taken care of. It makes me feel so safe. And it's the reason I don't just eat chicken fingers as an adult. Like, you've opened up my palate and made me feel like a real person. And I feel like the yin and yang to our friendship is that you have things where you're like, no, but I don't want to do it. It's stupid. I hate it. I'm going to be anxious. I'm going to be scared. And I'm like, girl, girl, it's worth it. Like, I know when like the uncomfortableness is worth the adventure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have that while you have like my anxiety, like 13-year-old girl, Liz, I don't want to try it. Like, you like take care of that person. I take care of your like, it's not gonna be worth the energy or whatever. And I'm like, duh, 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 duh,
100%.
duh. I got you. Girl, I
Yeah. How
got
many
you.
times did I call you about the food? I'm like, what's going to happen with this food situation?
Laugh so hard. I don't know if you, because we probably, I think they said they were switching hotels and event spaces, because I did it in June. So what are we, like 6 months later? But there was this one hotel, the breakfast buffet was so good. And the first night we were there, they had halva for breakfast. You know how they have like dessert breakfast where it's
Oh
like
yeah.
donuts or whatever? I saw it and I was like, shut up. And Scott, who was the other comic that was there, wasn't there that morning, but I texted him to be like, I don't know if you like halva, but they have it and it's incredible. And I popped out of bed the next morning because I was so excited about breakfast halva, which is a dessert. And they didn't have it. And I was so close to being
Oh.
like that, like that, like, did you run out? Like, did you make a
Can you
mistake?
get
Was it,
some?
yeah, like, I was like, what? Like my breakfast halva, the thing I shouldn't be eating for breakfast. I need it.
It is
I need
literally
it.
the worst thing for you. It is a sesame seed paste with
Oh, it's so
sugar.
good.
That is all it is. It's just fat
So
and
good.
sugar. It's so good.
I have it in my fridge right now. There's a really good New York brand of like this chocolate halva that I'm just, sorry, I'm so
No, it's
gross.
okay. Let's take a sniff break. Let's just.
Yeah,
Sorry, Danny.
should I mute? Oh, she'll
I
handle
mean,
it.
it'll probably get edited out, I hope.
Okay, sorry, Danny. Was just getting extra gross. Oh, it's red. I love that. I like the idea that it gets edited and people are like, what happened to their face?
Did they cry? Like, just like, what got edited out? What happened?
Bruce having a quick cry moment. It's been edited out. It's funny, I just posted our Europe tour. Oh, this will be a little great plug-in. I just post our Europe tour with the dates wrong. I like messed up the dates. They're right.
Are you joking? I just copied everything on your website onto my website.
No. My website is correct. My poster was wrong.
Okay.
It was off by a couple of dates. Just from like Brussels on, but it's correct. I'm 90% sure it's correct on the website. And I'm gonna fix it in our little shared Google Doc. But that being said, whenever I post any tour dates, I just have fans go like, that looks exhausting. And I want to be like, my life is exhausting. Like, it's always exhausting.
You
Like, yes, that's going to be more exhausting, but it is a little bit like
know what
whatever,
else
like
is exhausting? It's having a 9 to 5. Also exhausting. It's all
also
exhausting.
exhausting.
Life is
It's all,
exhausting.
yeah, like I don't know what to tell you. I'm always tired. I can't remember a time I'm not tired, but at least I'm tired and I'm having, I don't know, like Swiss chocolate and Belgian
Belgian
waffles.
waffles.
Yeah, bro, I'm tired in Europe. It's a funner
Tired in
tired.
Europe is our next tour date.
Tired. I am really excited. I just feel like a little like I was running around yesterday, a mess, doing like podcasts and stuff. And today I pretty much like half canceled my like I don't know why this cold is beating me up. I think it's because I haven't slept well in a couple of days, but I am a little like I never understood when people were like, I have a cold, I can't come. And I'm just like, what? And now I'm like, oh, it's not just a cold. It's like, I'm going to use this day as the rest I needed for the last month.
Today, yeah, today's that day for me. I don't understand when people do things when they have a cold. It's like, you have a cold, stop spreading it, stay home. I don't understand. Like, 'cause Johnny doesn't think a cold is worth calling off anything for.
I was
And
raised that way.
I think a lot of people were, but it's like, that's why it's so common.
No, I do agree. It's I did a spot that I didn't want to cancel because I wanted to run. I have this new 8-minute joke about Evan and in the surgery situation he went through, but it kind of doesn't stand alone. It needs like I really love it, but every it's the last joke of my hour and everything has all these callbacks and I'm really proud of it, but it doesn't kind of stand alone. And I'm doing it for the Risk storytelling show. So I'm like, oh, I have to figure out how to get these three or four joke points that help with the callbacks in this 10-minute story. So I did it once at a storytelling show and I think I have it, but I wanted to do it again yesterday, to like figure out the some of them still hit as hard, but some of the jokes don't hit as hard because you don't have the full story of the callbacks that I'm bringing in there. So I'm just like, I didn't want to cancel it because I don't know if I have any other opportunities before I do this Risk storytelling show that gets recorded and put into a podcast. And I just don't want to
Okay.
sound
That makes
stupid.
sense.
But I did. I went on stage. I was like, I feel like poop. And I'm going to tell a 10-minute story, and if you don't like it from the beginning, it doesn't get better. But they were pretty good. Ugh. Man, I feel like I had so many things to tell you. Now I
You
got
did.
nothing.
And I hopped in and said stuff first because you were like,
No,
oh, I'm.
that's not I, girl, girl, girl.
Girl.
Never apologize. It'll come back. It'll come back. It's going to come back.
Should we just plug this tour then real quick and your other stuff?
Yeah, let's plug the tour and let's get into our Googles. Okay, so when this comes out, I'll be in Florida. Come see me in St. Augustine. Come see me in Tampa. Come see me in Pensacola. What else? Then April is filled with a bunch of stuff. I'm in San Diego. I'm in Vancouver. I'm in LA. I'm in Minneapolis. I'm in Providence. I'm in Hartford. But after that, we're in Europe. I mean, you're always in Europe, but we're more in Europe. So I think I have the ticket links up for Dublin, London, Berlin, and Luxembourg. We're co-headlining in Luxembourg. And then all the other tour dates, I should hopefully have the ticket links by next week. But you can see the entire tour of Europe on my website, on our websites.
Yeah, lizmealy.com, mariashahada.com.
Yeah.
I'm doing a work in progress show at the Bill Murray in London, May 2nd at 9:45 p.m. And then I'm touring with you. Oh, did I tell you I'm doing like a bunch of West End gigs?
No.
I didn't like I'm opening for a comedian named Jonathan Pye. He's
Nice.
a political comic, and I'm not super political, so I think that works. But yeah, I'm doing
Dude.
like 8 or 9 nights on the West End.
That's awesome. No, I mean, that's why I opened for Hurry for 3 years. He's super political and I talk about cats and it was like the perfect, you know what I mean? Because nobody wants political. It's just too much. It's too many
Yeah.
people. And it just helps to be like, you know, you talk about stuff that's kind of adjacent. Like, as long as like, if they're talking about Trump sucks, you're not talking about like the non-political other side of it. Like, I feel like our policies are the same. I just never talked about mine, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, so that's at the Duke of York's Theater.
When does that start?
April 16th through the 24th.
Nice. That's so
Yeah.
exciting. But yeah, we are getting our Patreon together. I'm by we, I mean me, and I haven't done it. But
Oh, thanks to all our new Patreons,
I know, I'm so
patrons.
grateful.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
you guys are the best. We really appreciate you. But you can give to our Patreon. What else?
Is it
Follow us on the so
patreon.com/2NonDoctors, number 2, full word doctors?
Yeah. Oh, and we want to start so we used to do fan mail, right?
Yeah.
We haven't we you know, and then we stopped doing the podcast. We're re revamping fan mail. We kind of want you to write to us about your medical problems and we'll give you the wrong answer.
Yeah, we're gonna make it very clear not to take this advice.
Absolutely.
It's
Please do not
legal.
take our advice for legal reasons. Yeah, tell us your medical problems. We'll tell you how the worst way to solve them. I
Yeah.
think that's the best way to handle this podcast is give
Nothing super gross, please.
Oh yeah, no, we don't no pictures.
Yeah,
Don't
no
say
pictures.
that.
Blocked forever. You can write to us at 2nondoctors@gmail.com. It's the number 2 full word doctors.
At gmail.com. Yeah, you want to get into Google's?
Follow us on Instagram at 2nondrs. Yes. My Google, I'll just go first because mine was kind of like, I never really got the answer I was looking for,
Okay.
which is like, why am I hypersensitive? And it turns out,
Hypersensitive, how can you define what you mean by hypersensitive?
well, that's what Google said. Google's like, you mean, so like, I just mean like everything bothers me. So like sounds, lights, smells, I'm really sensitive to smells.
Okay, so we are, if anybody's new to the podcast, Maria has misophonia. So do you want to define what misophonia is? Because in my mind, I'm like, you've always been sensitive.
I know, but it's like, why is what I want to know. So misophonia is like, it's like literally translated into the hatred of sound, which I don't hate sound, obviously. Like, I like music and stuff. There are certain trigger noises I can't stand, and elicits either a disgust response or a rage response, which is like beyond the normal response. Because like people find gum chewing annoying, for instance, but for me, it's disgust, and it's like a really extreme response to a noise that I have to get away from. So gum chewing and whistling are like a couple that I have that I can't stand. And then there's the movement one, which is like keto or so there, like I can't remember, it starts with a K. So it's just like if somebody's twirling their hair or if their knees are bouncing up and down, that will fuck me off a lot. But I've just noticed I'm actually really sensitive to a lot of things, like, you know, like tags on shirts or like smells. I had to buy new hand soap because I could not stand the way this, like, I don't like Dove products. I found that I hate the smell of Dove.
Yeah, I could see that.
But like I'm obsessed with smell. Lights, like the hallway light can't be on when I'm in the living room watching TV because I don't like the light behind me. I just, it's weird. I don't know, it's so exhausting caring about dumb stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And I just the comedian I was traveling with also seems to be a little bit sensitive to that stuff too. So somebody was like listening to their phone on the airplane without headphones, which
Which
don't do it.
is, I mean, first of all, there is a rule on planes that you're not supposed to do that, but
It's never
also like
enforced.
I there it's so hard for me not to be like, you are the worst type of human. Genuinely the worst type of human. Like
Yeah.
you live in such a bubble. That you're like, everybody's gonna enjoy this Friends episode. And you're
Yeah.
like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And so the comic I was with asked them to turn it off. And she was like, oh, sorry, I didn't realize. It's like, how do you not realize that that's really distracting?
In what world do you live in that you don't realize that? Everybody has headphones but you. Everybody. That I have no empathy. That's where I think we've talked about it, how we want to buy a bunch of cheap headphones and just throw them at people. Like,
Yeah, 100%. I will. I'll buy expensive ones. I don't care. Get me, if I'm
yeah.
ever rich, everyone's getting Bosey.
It's wild. It's so exciting. Like, headphones are so, and I get it. It could be annoying. I'm wearing mine right now. It can absolutely be annoying to have them in your ears, but this is what public life is. What are you
Yeah.
doing?
Yeah, so but I just want to know why. And like I found like it could be genetics, which makes sense. I feel like my dad was hypersensitive, or at least like sensitive to noise and stuff. He is one of like 80 kids, and they had like a two-room apartment growing up in Cairo, and he said like my uncle was like he refused to like let anyone else sleep in the room. He needed his own room. Like we didn't have the space.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, what a
Badass. I now fully understand why you are the way you are. Prince Mr. Shahada needed his own room. Like, this is all making sense now.
Yeah, so that and also if you didn't get enough love as a kid, but I think like my parents were both very warm, so I don't think that was it for me. I think it is genetics.
Sure, I mean, I'm dyslexic and it's like highly genetic. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sure I was dropped. I mean, I dropped Sam a bunch and he's dyslexic, but it is like there's certain ones that are just like, this is, sorry about this. This is your personality. This is who you are now. And you're like, Papa, I don't want to be like this. And they're like, I don't want to be like this either. I don't know what to tell you. This is what it is.
The Shahada lot. The
Yeah.
Shahada lot in life. Yeah.
But I also wonder, so I'm sure genetics is a big part of it, but also you just kind of pick up on stuff. Like hanging out with a bunch of toddlers this weekend, you realize that you can say whatever you want, but it's your actions. It's them watching you do it. You can say like, oh, that's not a big deal, but if you're acting like something is a big deal, they're gonna download it as a big deal.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
so I do think You can say pick up your toys, pick up your toys. It's important to clean up after yourself. But if you don't, if your entire house is a mess, right? And you don't pick up your toys, your work, your stuff, the kitchen or whatever, you're saying one thing to a kid, but they're seeing you do something different. It's much hard. You start to see where habits and who you are gets, you know what I mean? Like my parents were allowed to do this and did the opposite, and I
Oh,
am.
interesting. Yeah.
You know,
And then they go, do as I say, not as I do. And you're like, no,
no, sorry,
I don't
bud.
accept that.
Yeah, I mean, I've become more sensitive over time. Like I used to, late night used to not bother me, and now I have to sleep with like a mask. I can't even, like, you're in a hotel and it has that little red light on the TV
Yeah.
that's like inside my eyeball. I cannot handle it. I hate automatic, the clocks in a I'll unplug most clocks in a hotel room, even like a sliver of light under like the door of a
Oh
hotel.
yeah, the sliver of light really bothers me. Like if someone leaves a hallway light on when you're in your room and you're like,
Oh, dude. But like I was gonna say, I'm okay with random noises. Like on like I fell asleep so much around my friends, like a cat. Like
I did
there was
too.
Dude, there was kids running around. It was three people talking, and I fell asleep in a ball to the point where like one of the kids is like, "Is Aunt Liz awake?" Like I was like
Yeah.
truly passed out.
Yeah. Oh,
And they
I'm
were
not as like a teenager. I was always falling asleep around my friends.
But that for me is that's both comforting. It's like safe and noise doesn't bother me. Maybe because I grew up around 80
I've fallen
kids.
asleep at concerts.
That's impressive. That is
It's
great.
yeah. It's like it's got to be like a specific noise. Like somebody left a motorcycle noise running for like 20 minutes, and it was driving me up a wall. But I could fall asleep at a concert. Or I love New York noise. You know, like cars honking. I love all that stuff. It just depends.
But that's what I was gonna say is if it's repetitive, like a jackhammer, which I know, but even a far away jackhammer, if it's like my shower was dripping and it was like the psycho doop,
Yeah.
doop, doop, like
Yeah.
if it's a repetitive noise, I can't. But if it's like organic random noise, that's like nothing to me. Like it's comforting almost.
It's weird.
Okay.
What was your
Well.
Google?
Okay, my Google had to do with when I was in Colorado, and me and Evan were super gassy, like crazy gassy. And he probably doesn't enjoy me saying this, but he's gassy. He's just a gassy person. But this was like next level. So we were in Fort Collins, then we're in Basalt, which is in the mountains, then we're in Frisco, which is in the mountains, and then we went down to Denver. And in Basalt, we went to Aspen because he used to work in Aspen and he wanted to swing by and we got food. And we went to this ramen place. It was really good, but we were both super gassy afterwards. And I was like, oh, I think this ramen like maybe messed us up. And I made some joke that I was like, oh, it's just these are altitude farts, just like making it up. And it was like, ha
Yeah.
ha ha, because we were just like blaming everything on the altitude.
Yeah.
And then all of the time that we were in Basalt, we were both like gastrologically not okay. And then we get to Frisco, which is not as high up, but it's still the mountains. He's still like level 10 gassy. I'm coming down a little bit. And by the time we get to Denver, I'm fine. And he's still a mess. And I was like, I don't know, man. Like food shouldn't affect you this long. And we are eating all the same thing. So anyway, I think we had done a past episode where I was like, hey, I'm really burpy in the sky. What is that? And
Oh
it was like,
yeah.
oh, and now I didn't remember until later. I was like, oh, altitude affects something because I was like burping, but it's okay. So I
Wait, I
basically,
need to stop you. What
yeah.
is a level 10 gassy? Like define that because is it like it's just coming out and he's like going, "Oh my God, no." Like
Okay, maybe not level 10, but like if he's farting once in a while, it's like constant, like just like constant farts. We're farting
okay.
all the
And
time.
is he like proud of them when he does it, or is it like, oh, I'm sorry? Or is he hiding them? Is he running to the bathroom?
These are great questions. I found out that he was like hiding his farts for like the first 3 months of our
You
relationship,
have
and I was
to.
like, Sure. But you know what? You gave me false information, and now I'm with a gassy man, and I did not, this is not what
What
I
a
agreed
man,
to.
what a man, what a man.
But he thinks it's, I mean, he's a boy. He thinks that it's hilarious.
Okay.
And but when it came to the level where it was like, this is, he was like, this isn't funny anymore. Like he
Oh.
genuinely was like, I don't like this. And that's when he usually doesn't apologize. He was like, you would have thought like he ran over me with the car. He was like, I'm so sorry. I'm
Was
so
it
sorry.
smelly gassy, or was it like just loud and
I think it was probably smellier than normal, but it was, I think it was
sorry,
more the f
Evan.
yeah, sorry,
There's
bud. I
no
don't have to
reason
tell
for
you
me to ask these
these questions.
questions. I just
It was
have
more, I think it was more the frequency. It was
to. Okay.
like, and you know how it is. It's like, it's, you're just genuinely like I hate when I'm just like bloated and I just feel like, and like, I would assume the point of any gas, whether it's a burp or farting, is relief. But when it actually doesn't give any relief, like, have you ever thrown up and you felt better and you're like, okay, at least it's over. And then
Yeah.
you're like, and then like 10 minutes later, you feel like shit again. And you're like,
Yes.
what was that? Like,
Yes.
so anyway, I did a bunch of Googling, to the point where we found out it's a pretty common term called altitudes,
Oh,
which I was like,
cute.
I pretty much love that. Also, I called a fart a toot, and he almost broke up with me. He was like, we will not be calling them toots. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I think that's hilarious. Okay. So let's start with, okay, so first of all, there's a term, HAFE. It's high altitude flatulence expulsion, is a gastrointestinal syndrome which involves the spontaneous passage of increased quantities of rectal gases at high altitudes. So there's already like a medical term for it, and then clearly acute term, altitudes.
Yeah.
Because like pretty much I Googled, why am I gassy in Colorado? And it was like, it was like all this stuff that was like,
Oh, that's nice that you got answers.
I thought I was gonna have a good time skiing, and everybody's like, I'm not having a good time.
I'm being propelled down the
Like that's really what it should be, is just like a person skiing or snowboarding going down, and then there's like all these like billowy puffs behind them.
If everyone in Colorado is just like, that's the price you pay to live in Denver, like, or do you
Yeah,
get
yeah.
used to it?
Yeah, no, it's just like that's how they say hello. They're like,
Yeah.
this is such an immature episode now. Okay. The idea of HAFE came about from a study. I love when this stuff comes from a study. Like it just makes me laugh so hard that somebody like got paid for this.
Yeah.
Is that it came about from a study in Western Journal of Medicine back in 1981, which described hikers who had experienced increased gas and flatulence as they reached higher altitudes while hiking up the San Juan Mountains of southwestern Colorado. I love this. I love somebody that was hiking and they're like, hey, bud, are you more gassy? And he's like, a little bit, but I didn't want to say anything. That's why I was like hiking a little to the left. And like, then they were like, we should tell our like science buddy. And they're like, great idea. And then science buddy was like, I'm gonna get funding for this. I'm gonna blow everybody's mind with my
The
fart
investor
study.
just happened to be climbing up the mountain at the same time. Like, yes, I want to know. Here's
Yes,
all my
I want to
money.
know. My wife is gonna divorce me. But yeah, it was just kind of funny. And I'm not that gassy of a person. That's why, like, when I was burping in the sky, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
But honestly, if I'm gassy, it's because I ate something wrong. So that's why I assumed it was the ramen. I was like, hey, I think that ramen, while delicious, did something. But then it was like, a day and a half later, and I was like, I don't think that's how long ramen lasts in your
Yeah.
body. So
And you still love him?
I do still love him. I love him
Good.
very much. And I had, honestly, he really was like so in distraught by like the second day that
Oh.
I was like, honey, it's all
It's
right.
just
Like,
gas. Like, if you're gonna have gas around anyone, it's Liz.
yeah, I'm like, buddy, it's all right. Especially because Lunchbox, there's certain treats that Lunchbox gets real farty. Like,
Yeah.
I've really grown to be like, and he doesn't apologize at all. He puts his butt in his face, and you're like, bud, what are you doing?
It's
Come
for
on,
you.
man. Come on, dude. He's like, I got you something. I'm like, I don't want it.
I love
Don't want it.
Lunchbox.
Dude, he's asleep on a box right now and his legs are dangling over the box, and it reminds me, there's a what do you call it? Pirates of the Caribbean ride in Disney World, where there's pirates and their feet are dangling from a bridge and they're like, yo ho, yo. And that's what Lunchbox looks like. It's just like a drunk pirate on a box.
Put a little eye patch on him.
He does have his little arm over his face. And I always love when cats are like, can you turn the lights off?
You
Because
know,
this is.
this is I'm trying to get my sleep.
Well, I think we did something.
We did it in record time.
I'm really, really proud of us.
Yeah, I think we're both sick, so we're both a little bit like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Good. I'm gonna go blonde a little bit, or at least get highlights.
Okay.
I told Johnny not to worry because I have
Yeah.
that joke. I have a joke where it's like it means too much when that happens, but I because I'm going gray and I just like every month I'm hiding my grays and it just costs me so much money. I just think if I'm like blonde mostly,
I had
it
that
will.
idea that highlights would cover up the gray better
Yeah.
than trying to get it back to our dark color.
Yeah, it's a Sisyphean task to you know what I'm saying. Oh my God, I'm so tired. Let's just end this.
Thanks for listening to our sad sniffly podcast. We're very grateful.
Thanks, guys. And we'll
Bye.
see you next week.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.